Hello guys, what's up? Well, now, welcome to another episode of DocSpot. On today's episode, we're going to be learning about... Okay, we talked about Philius.js. That is from last year, a project that I worked on and with the primary intention of showing you a number of ways to put out UI with just Vanilla.js. Now, it is a little bit nerdy, so if you go to github.com and you search for Philius.js, that is F-E-L-I-O.js, you should bump or you should see it. And you should be able to use it for lightweight projects, kind of single page applications and all that. I kind of took a hiatus from here, and you noticed that there wasn't any new segment or new episodes coming up. So what I do in the wake of this new year, which is like a long time, no see. For this podcast, so I'll be just a heads up notification or heads up update on the DocSpot. I'm here to tell you that it's going to be awesome before you notice, and I'm bringing on a couple of changes. I'm going to be introducing segments that you never heard, and I'm also going to be streaming or talking about other projects that I work on which I haven't touched or talked about on DocSpot. So if you're feeling excited already and pumped for new year 2024, this is what I have to say. It's going to only get better, and forget about the previous years. Really, I sometimes look back and I say that, oh, this was how it started, but I think that it could even get better, and it could get really great. So what am I saying? I'm saying the best is yet to come, and stay tuned. Stick on here. If you're just listening to DocSpot for the first time, the first thing I'd like you to do is to make sure you subscribe, and make sure you stop by to listen to what is new for each week. So the first couple of weeks or the earlier couple of weeks in the new year has gone by, and was because I was a little bit engaged. I was on the outside of the internet, and I had a few issues at work. I was doing construction work, I was doing some jobs like handy jobs, and I happened to crash my phone, which is what I used to do all this recording and to get on DocSpot, and I also intend on getting gadgets for DocSpot out of my own pocket, really. So I'm working on doing other things, or doing like kind of side gigs or gigs that I get by the side, and I'm bringing that cash into getting gadgets for this DocSpot project. So like I sort of got into design by experimenting, and by interest, profound interest in learning design or designing or doing something or expressing my opinion in how I see the things around me, how they should function. And that's how come I landed myself in design. And I kind of study every time, but last couple of years I have been low on the study and being kind of opinionated and talking about design. So that's all that there is about this podcast. And now I found out that the talking alone does not much good. If you talk and you have the know-how, if you don't put it out into use, there is a saying that if you don't use it, you lose it. And I've kind of experienced that feeling over a period, and I want to just be out there doing a lot, and doing and getting stuff done more often. And I invite you, if you're a designer out there and you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, okay, I got this disease too, so I need to come out of that shell, I need to be practicing more often, you want to do that, I definitely encourage you to do that, and I entreat you to listen to this DocSpot podcast so that we can share what we do new every day and every week. So what I'm doing, it's not what I'm doing, what I've done previously, which I sold myself short by not talking brilliantly about, is because I do a lot of experimenting with JavaScript, and one of those is Philius.js, which I earlier mentioned. I'd want you to go see it, check it out, play with it, mess around with it, and come back here. Let's talk about how to do something much like relevant or something useful with Fiddles.js, kind of build it from 1.0 into 2.0 and make it more stable. So I appreciate everyone listening, who stopped by to listen wherever you are. I want to say you are awesome. And if you kind of, whenever it is that you feel kind of convicted or in a place to sponsor or support this podcast through your support, like monetary support, that would be awesome. It will kind of help a lot. But at this point, I'm kind of shy of kind of putting support links on this podcast, because I think it could always get better and delivering value is on my mind. So if you derive value from just hearing that there is someone out there like you who trying to or working towards something great and working towards doing more by way of design and coding and all the net on all the good stuff, and you can tag along as in come along or sharing insight, experience, encounters, things that can improve your life, so that we share better examples. Sometimes we just slide backwards, and I am not going to there's this thing, I'm not going to slide backwards. It's forwards and forwards. So we're gonna be learning new things, and the things that are trendy, but we're also going to take note of things that are robust knowledge that you can toss out of the window anytime soon. Understanding and experience that maybe if you're new and you're starting out, you haven't gotten that experience yet, but by hearing from workers in the industry, like hearing from me, you probably build some confidence in jumping up, taking up projects, and being that rock star that you are. Yeah, I want you to feel confident, like going into project, and also feel free to share your comment in a Q&A session of this podcast. I appreciate a lot to hear from you and to see how I can help, or to share something, or to share wisdom, to share anything really that can help you in your journey. As much as I want to, there are some caveats and some limitations, but then I do my best. I try as much as possible to be there and be helpful and be resourceful to you. On that note, I say that is it for today's podcast. Catch me again another week, another Friday. It's been so many Fridays without this voice on here, and I'm gearing towards changing that. Changing that. All right, minute from the bottom of my heart to change that. So let's get going, and let's make this year an awesome year. Hopefully turn someone a millionaire and make a lot of people millionaires, making myself thinking that way, kind of. We got to make money, got to move forward, got to touch people, change lives, go make some huge donations somewhere, because it's knowledge free out in the open, and you got it if you got it from here, fine. If you got knowledge from somewhere else, fine. But just work so much that you have so much and enough to share, and enough to pour an overflow onto those that need it most, or those that can't get them for themselves. Right? There's so many people out there who can get it from themselves, and you can make an impact by working meaningfully, purposefully, and resourcefully. Be awesome. Catch you again next time. I mean, next time is going to be awesome as well, just as this one was. I want to speak encouragement onto someone starting a career fresh in design. Go get it. Go learn and try and practice every day. All right.